Filled with resolve and yet hidden trauma.
Let's get the hell out of here.
Merrimack smiled and called out to Data.
Well, that certainly figures.
Data turned and looked at her, his face calm and composed as always, his gold skin glittering in the half-light. I beg your pardon. She pointed at the Guardian.
That moment, it's one of the most popular. Everyone wants to see the moment when James Kirk came back through time, when he had to let Edith Keeler die so that time could be restored to its normal flow.
Commodore Data, the commander of the USS Enterprise, registry number 1701-F, stared at the Guardian for a long moment, then stepped back. Merrimack watched Data walk away.
We'd be honored, Commodore, if you'd join us for dinner up at the compound.
Very well. First, I'll contact the Enterprise. Merrimack looked skyward as if she could see the great starship.
What's she like, Commodore? The Enterprise, I mean. You served on an earlier Enterprise, didn't you?
Yes, I did. And in many ways, the Enterprise 1701F is similar to the 1701D from 45 years ago. But as fulfilling as my current command might be, I still dwell on those early days and my first companions. Some are dead, some are retired, some are still active. It's a large galaxy and not always easy to keep apprised. But there is one who got his current assignment 3 years ago and hasn't moved from that spot. That would, of course, be Admiral Riker. Starbase 86 was far removed from the more frequently traveled space lanes. Visitors were rare. The facilities were not top of the line, they were simply good enough. Once upon a time, the commanding officer of Starbase 86 lived by the axiom of good enough never is. But that was a lifetime ago, someone else's lifetime. Admiral Riker, commanding officer of Starbase 86, stared out the viewport of his office, watching the lights of stars that, because of the time it took for light to travel, might have already died years ago. He spoke out loud to himself.
Sometimes, seeing isn't believing.
Admiral? Admiral Riker, are you okay?
Come in, Lieutenant Dexter.
The lieutenant entered, looking apprehensive, as he always did. Did I catch you at a bad time, Admiral?
Lieutenant, I have nothing but time.
Dexter began to natter on about upcoming matters to be attended to. The surveying ship Chance would be coming in for minor repairs the next week. Starfleet was complaining about the speed, or lack thereof, of paperwork being processed. Riker's head settled into his wrinkled hands. His gray beard felt brittle against his palm.
Is there anything else, Lieutenant?
There's one other thing, Admiral. A communique for you from Beta Z. It was of a personal nature, and I'd never dream... Riker cut him off with a curt gesture.
Of course you'd dream, Dexter. You've got your skinny fingers in every pie in this part of the galaxy. It's from her, isn't it? Is she all right?
No, sir. She's dying, sir. And she's calling for you. He saw Riker's expression, the face of someone who had spent half his life feeling haunted.
Make the arrangements.
On occasion, Riker had spoken of his past to Dexter, and the lieutenant knew how difficult this was going to be for the Admiral, so he tried to put as positive a light on it as possible. You know, Admiral, it's possible that she wants to settle loose ends, close accounts. It's possible, sir, that she wants to forgive you. Riker looked at him with grim amusement.
Now, why should she want to do that, Lieutenant, when I haven't forgiven myself?